It's an intimate evening with Art Garfunkel, Saturday the 14th of November at 8 o'clock at the Mehewi Performing Arts Center in Great Barrington, Massachusetts. And it's a great pleasure to welcome Art Garfunkel back to the roundtable. Always a pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
Thank you, Joe. Nice to talk with you.
Thank you very much.
I'm here in New York, sitting at my desk.
What does an average day for Art Garfunkel entail?
I'm up around 7. I get my boy going. This morning we did a little homework. Synonyms. He's a fourth grader. My wife is taking care of breakfast and the clothes, and we were doing a little morning homework. Now he goes to school for his 8 o'clock class. I come back. I do interviews with you and some other interviews. I get to walk a little. I love to walk, so I get fresh air. I get the blood circulation going. Clean up around the house. I get into the book I'm reading pretty early in the day. Right now I'm reading Ron Chernow's biography of Alexander Hamilton. This book is fabulous. It really holds me.
Yeah.
So now I've got a little blood circulation from the walk. I've got mental stimulation from the reading. I've got the emotional warmth of wife and kid. The day is progressing with some balance to it. Now come the phone calls, and everything gets ruined. Now they take you every which way, depending on what comes at you. You're trying to take care of business. We're going to design the house. Okay, we're going to change the bathroom in our apartment. And I say to the construction guy, well, you know, the grief factor is the big factor. How much misery are we going to go through when you rip out the bathroom in the core of our apartment? And you deal with these real life things.
So is there time still, I hope, for the music?
Well, music is a funny thing. I'm a singer. I live with music at this point in my life. In a funny way, I don't go to a stereo and turn it on. I will walk in Central Park and play things with my iPod, but for the last years, I live with the absence of music a lot. The absence. I'm quiet. I make music and I have things coming at me. I'm a New Yorker that has so much stimulation that to have quiet and to read is more a pleasure than to hear music. I make music when it's concert time and I'm getting close to shows. I'm singing to myself. I sing with my iPod. I walk and sing. I get vocally fluid when it's getting to be near showtime days before. But that's my connection to music. I don't listen when people say, you got to hear this or that. I don't hear it. So maybe I'm a bad guy.
Not at all. When you lost your voice and there was that silence, is this one of the pluses? I assume few, but one of the pluses that came out of that, of that understanding that you could balance things differently?
Well, not really. It was an unmitigated tragedy. If you really want to know the truth, Joe, in late January of 2010, I lost the voice and I was really up against it. That was a very hard reckoning. How will I be a person who doesn't sing? I know myself through being a singer from age 5. I don't know how to be another kind of guy. All right, I'm a daddy, I'm a husband. But my main connection is singing and doing shows, making records. I was lost without singing. I leaned on the fact that I have been writing prose poems for 30 years. I thought it was just a private thing. Inspiration bites me, and I write. They're little one-pagers. I've been doing it for 30 years. I began to say, of necessity, these writing things now could be my main thing. Maybe I'm headed for a book. And I got a book publishing contract with Knopf, a good house. And we began to look at these things I write as if they might be an autobiography, so I began to use that through line, chronology, as a book I was writing. And that was a substitute activity, and you could say there is a saving grace to the vocal loss insofar as it put me into the writing of an autobiography. And that's kept me very much going. I'm a creative guy. I love my writings. I like this activity of sequencing the prose poems that I've written so that it makes my life in autobiographical form. And then came the voice slowly, slowly coming back, which is kind of an absolute necessity for me to know myself. 2 years ago, I began to sing fairly okay, and I started booking shows. And now for the last year, the voice is fully back. And I am just grateful to God. I don't know what I would do without it, even though I like this book. The book will be out next year.
And in that book, because you get the idea in just what you said, that you, the loss of the voice has allowed you that reflection to,
right,
to create that prose.
Right.
When you are in those reflective moments, is it something of looking at your life as a whole or looking at a musical life?
Well, there's a tricky question. Let me try and understand what you're really saying. When you are writing, is it looking as it as a whole or is it a music? I don't really quite know what you're saying.
I
almost do.
I guess what I'm asking is that you can look at it because you're connecting with the music, you're looking at the thing that you lost, which is so important to you as obviously as a human being, but also as your career and as your art form, as an artist. Or does a loss allow you to open a door to greater things, to look at your life as a whole of what you have and what you don't have?
I have always been my father's son, a philosophical man. I did sing from age 5, and I identify myself as a singer. But, you know, which is larger, singing or being alive? Being alive. Which is more important? Where's the next show? Or what am I here for? What am I here for? These philosophical big questions, who am I and what's really going on here, are fundamental. Within the big questions, I am a musical guy who sings. I don't know if I'm answering your question. When I started writing, I deal with the all and the everything. Within that is Artie the singer. The singers who influenced me the most. What it feels like to sing. When you open your mouth and you sing, like a... and I only, the moment you open your mouth and you hit a vowel sound, suddenly, in a hundredth of a second, there it is. That commitment from the heart and the vocal cords to be there in presence with that sound is kind of a dive from the ledge. If you're on mic in front of hundreds of people and you open the vocal cords and hit the note and have presence and accuracy of pitch, and you're suddenly there, there's a real brave moment of leaping off a ledge. Because if you sing the note flat and it's loud and broadcasted through the mic, through the whole room, you're an instant fool. You see my point?
Absolutely.
There's a bravery. So to analyze singing like that is my game. It's part of my book. The singer that I am is within the philosophical analyzing human being that I am.
It's hard to listen to you and think that you've ever felt like a fool. But have you felt that way when you weren't able to connect?
In the last couple of years, Joe, you bet. That's a good question, because part of mending is bring it on stage even though the recovery is incomplete, which means you're going to crap out when you sing. The recovery is incomplete. You're not there yet, and yet you brought it in front of people to do your best and to hope for forgiveness and saving grace from the audience. You hope that they love you. They hope that they recognize this is an attempt. There's real bravery, and I don't feel like a fool. I feel like a brave guy who is working on mending right out in public.
And it seems, because you have achieved what you have now, of where you are now, that the public was helpful in that mending process.
You bet. The kindness and the safety net that people give Artie Garfunkel is a beautiful thing. I must have done something right, because I get treated really sweetly. We see you. We see the whole thing, Art. We see your career. We see your connection with Paul Simon. We see that you're a sincere working artist, doing your best all through the years. We see that there's a real devotion to rock and roll, to making records, to entertaining people. It runs through the decades. Your life is that, obviously, and it endears you, Arthur, to us, the public. That seems to be a bedrock of my life. It's a very beautiful thing, Joe.
The show that you'll be doing at the Mahewi is titled An Intimate Evening with Art Garfunkel. What, I mean, that seems that is a word, intimate, that you chose on purpose. I mean, with a very specific meaning of the tenor
of the show. I changed it, Joe. I told Todd Brzezinski, my publicist, I said, let's change that. Intimate evening is a little cliche. It's true, it is, but the phrase is a bit of a cliche. Let's change it to Art Garfunkel in close-up, because the show is me and one guitar, Tab Laven, L-A-V-E-N, a fabulous Nashville acoustic guitar player, plays a Martin guitar. The two of us make the evening. I read some of my stuff from my book, and I sing about 17 songs, half Simon and Garfunkel. And that's a lot of emptiness around us. That's an extreme less is more format, Joe. So I said, let's call it now Art Garfunkel in close-up. That's my show. I work the mic very closely. The nuances are everything. I dare to say that this recovered voice is going to fill the sonic space, even with in all its vulnerability. I don't frog out anymore. I've got the voice back fully, but I am inviting a microscopic look at a singer. There's no drums to hide behind. There's not even a piano. It's me and the guitar. So nuances are everything.
So you allow us to see you close up, and of course you're close to the audience as well.
What's it like? Do you know the
It's a beautiful space. It's a beautiful old intimate theater.
Uh-huh. Does it have a little balcony?
It does. It's a gorgeous old house. Well, you will be at the Mahewi Performing Arts Center on Saturday, November 14th at 8 p.m. It is Art Garfunkel in close-up at the Mahewi, and you can find out more information by going to mahewi.org. Art Garfunkel, it is a great pleasure to speak with you. I thank you very much for sharing with us this morning, and I look forward to having you in town.
You're such a professional, Joe, and what a nice guy. Thank you very much for treating me so nicely.
Great pleasure. Thank you very much. Again, Art Garfunkel at the Mahewi on the 14th of November. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.